In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This week on The Bachelor. A new batch of arrivals are here, but will it shake things up in paradise? Then, Demi pursues Kenny, but will this love triangle end in a food fight? Plus, it's a naked date you won't want to miss. It's the hottest Bachelor in Paradise ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Pat Carey Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Freed.
And we are back with another week, 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise. And honestly, yesterday's episode was way more exciting than Monday's.
Yeah, I feel like there's just too many fucking people. It's like I'm not invested in any story because it's just constant changing of the guards.
Yeah, Tejuan and Trey story, like, we didn't even get to really see why they left. Like, we just see them both. It was kind of weird. Like, every time they'd go to Tejuan, she'd be doing something weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that led to the weird. Like, all of a sudden, she's just out in the ocean. They're like, Tejuan's going crazy. And they're like, well, what happened? Did she get mad? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, the whole thing has been weird. I think also the Deandra and Carl stuff, I'm like, when did they even fucking speak? How are we supposed to care about this whatsoever?
It actually made Carl look a little crazy. Like, I mean, yes. As he has. And it also made Chazen kind of look like, I don't know what Chazen's, like, is that who he is? Or does he think he's funny? Like, I don't know. Kay, you could maybe tell us. I don't know if he's been on one of your weekends. But
yes.
Like, is that the type of person he is? Because him and Chris got to the beach, and you're like, what do they think we're, like, do they think we're stupid? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. It was an interesting, like, dynamic watching Chazen and Chris come up to the beach, but I'll definitely lean into more of that later and I can give you guys some more details on.
did anyone else get that vibe? Am I the only one? I was like, what is he reading lines, or is this just he doesn't have much to say?
It felt like a bit.
Yeah.
Well, let's save it because we have
a lot to talk about. Yeah. It's hard to get to know, Chris, you're right. It's hard to get to know these people and know what's real from. You know, I do like getting to see the real people when they show through, and you can always tell when it does. But it's hard with no lead up.
Yeah. No intro, nothing. All right. But before we get into everything, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We also have a newsletter out every week. It's called The Bachelor Breakdown. And we are giving you all the tea that's going on in Bachelor Nation during the week while we're not actually recording. So you guys can subscribe to that at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. But all right, let's name that episode. I said mine. I was like, no partying in paradise, because listen, I am missing like the fun, the action. Where's the music, the pool party? Like, nothing's happening.
Everything's very heavy. But again, the resort is like Grey Gardens. It's like seeing like these people that were rich and fabulous now in like a dilapidated, like, run down, like, both physically and emotionally. It's just, it feels kind of bleak.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally no music going on. If I was there, I'd be like, all right, let's get some drinks, let's go sit by the pool. Like, there's no better place to find love than when you're drunk at a pool party.
Has that worked? Has that worked? Wait, go back, Kay. This is the root of all your problems. There is no better place to find love than when you're drunk at a pool party. Write it down.
Put it on a t-shirt, Kay.
Honestly, well,
they do need they need a UK, I think, on this island.
I think
it's,
that's it.
Like nobody's running the aux card. Nobody's running the Bluetooth. Like, where's the playlist?
I don't get it. I mean, they're literally sitting in silence, talking about their feelings and sweating. Like, at least like get in the pool. At least like there's.
I'm like barely drinking. Bored. It's. I can't, but all right, let's...
Do you think, I to stay on this topic for 2 seconds, this is kind of a theme of all the pandemic ones. Like, all the pandemic ones have a little bit more desperation for some reason, as if, like, I need this to work out or else I go back to, like, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, if I don't get the following, if I don't get the camera time, if I don't get the guy, I don't get the girl, I'm like, what am I even doing? I don't know. I saw it a lot on Matt season too.
Yeah. I feel like there's just an air of desperation in general in the world. And it's really carrying over to Bachelor. Cause I am like, the world's going to probably be over in like what, 10 years. So if you want a good relationship, you better cram that shit in real quick.
I mean, that's like, if you think about it, all these people, if they're going on to actually find love, they're like, you know what? I came on here because I want to find love. I want to find my person. It's like, you know, you can do that in real life. Like then you'll have more options. So it's one of those things where it's like, obviously, yes, maybe you want to find love, but you're also doing it on national television. You want to stay there so you can actually get what you want out of it too.
Totally. Like you could just be bumbling from home. If you really were just trying to find love and it has no ulterior motives, then why? I don't believe a single one of them are there purely for to find love.
No, nor should they be.
No.
If that was their reason to be there, you'd be like, okay, well, let me, if they were like, through this door is only love on a TV show on an island with no AC, the door should open up and then it should go into a therapist's office.
Yes. Like, immediately, yeah.
It's like, David Spade with a clipboard.
Yeah.
And a fedora.
You have failed the test. Have a seat.
What did you guys name this episode?
I said the only rule, there are no rules. I couldn't think of a really good one.
Yeah, I had exclusive but not in a relationship island. Like, I mean, it kind of felt like this was the episode where everyone's like, okay, we're together, but I'm not together. Like, everyone kind of pulled that move.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which was interesting to me as far as like, you know, as far as like comparing this to a dating, if this is dating app in real life, you're like, yeah, this is what happens. Like, you're matching
someone. This is exactly how it works.
And now you're still swiping under the table while on the date, you know?
Yeah. I've literally answered like Hinge or whatever messages while I've been on dates before. Like, I got to go to the bathroom and I'm like, beep, boop, beep. And then what are you doing later? No, I'm just kidding. But, you know.
Another hit to Connor's soul.
Oh, he comments on all of the Bachelor posts now too.
I know
that are like about him. He commented on one that was like the trans. It's like a famous fucking like French line or something, but it translates into like not you too, Bachelor. And I'm like, not me too, bitch. I've been coming the hardest since the first time you appeared on screen.
I know.
What do you mean, not me too?
Don't mistake Kay's love for Chris's love.
Yeah, let's be clear. Unless it's we different. Meet in real life and then we can be civil.
Yeah.
Civil. All right, here's our synopsis for this episode. First, Mari's future of free cover band concert tickets is at risk.
Then Mopey Joe and 23-year-old Serena go to the most boring boxing ring dinner in history.
Tammy throws away a relationship that was seemingly perfect for her.
Returning Bachelor contestants prove there really is no light at the end of the tunnel.
Then Becca K comes back at the perfect time to protect the bouncers' union.
And Tia shows up to answer the age-old question, is there life after being in love with a gay man? All that and more on The Bachelor.
Is there life after being in love with a gay man?
Thank you for giving me that line, Chris.
You know, I almost switched it to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm saying it's not offensive, so I'm putting it.
Nah.
Okay, so we have to go all the way back to Monday, which seems like years ago, where Riley and Marissa wake up together. I was going to say the Riley, Marissa, and then the Connor thing. Connor coming out peacocking in that romper-esque. I thought it was a romper. Apparently, it was separate pieces.
It was separate.
It might as well have been a romper. And everyone on the island talking to him like a divorcee who's like wearing a low cut dress for the first time since she left her like husband who like wouldn't let her wear anything that wasn't a crew neck. Everyone's like, yes, bitch, get it. Go, girl. And I'm like, you know what most girls don't want? The guy that they're into to do model poses on a bridge.
To come out in a set.
Matching set.
Yeah, I mean, that, what a miscalculation. But to me it was like, Connor, this ain't, you gotta find new waters to swim in, this ain't your game. That was kind of a just an exclamation point on that.
To be honest, I couldn't figure out if he actually thought that outfit looked good and he was like, you know, what you said, peacocking or like trying to like show off, or if he was just kind of like maybe making fun of himself. I couldn't. And I think that's what has me panicked, is that I couldn't figure it out if he was joking or if he actually was trying.
I think he thought that was a good look.
I think he thought it was a good look, too. And I think you can't. And if it was halfway, you can't start being funny guy in funny outfit a week in. Like, You missed your shot. Kenny comes out naked day one, I could, you know, Kenny, if he had a new naked thing every day, I'd go, I committed to the bit. Like, if Connor was like, oh, I got my fun outfits now that I'm losing my gal, like, you're like, oh, it just seems, it's a little bit of desperation.
And it was tucked in.
That's why it looked like a fucking romper, because I thought it was a drawstring.
It was like an elastic band. I was like, oh.
No, it was not good. And then the conversation with Marissa made me want to crawl out of my skin when he was like, so, like, what are you doing later? And she's like, we'll see.
I don't know. Like, and he's like, well, I have a date planned for us later. I want to take you out. And she's like, okay. I mean, the poor thing, the girl like just had no idea how to reject this guy.
She's never rejected it. That became very evident. She's not good at telling it how it is when it's bad news, because wow, that made me want to just drown myself.
And
it was brutal.
It was brutal watching that, because he kept going, and I saw like a bunch of stuff on Twitter, and people were like, Connor's just not getting, like, catching the clues, like the hints, the body language. Like, she was sitting like this, like far away from him. Like, she couldn't have been leaned back further.
I think also Connor's like, people like liked him on his first season somehow. And
I think he's a likable guy. I think everyone likes him.
I disagree.
It's just I like Connor. I just think he's, you know, he should be dating, you know, a third grade teacher. He should be, you know, like in Nashville, that's not living in Nashville, like in the suburbs of Nashville. Like, this isn't, I just think he's in swimming in water, shark infested waters, and he's a guppy.
Yes, he is a guppy. That's a great way to put it. Well, yeah, he ends up, I feel like maybe it'd be easiest for us to go through like the couples instead of what actually happened by time wise. Do you know what I mean?
Because
sure.
it gets so confusing. So, I mean, Connor obviously ends up going home, which I don't think he thought he was going to. I think he thought someone was going to give him like a friend rose.
I think he still thought he had a chance with Marissa.
I'm with Kay. I mean, he was pretty bent out of shape in that car ride out of the beach. And I was like, how are you, like, how don't you see this? Like, we legitimately watched Riley wake up with Marissa in his arms.
I mean, so for us, it's a different vantage point.
Every other girl on the beach was like, I wish it was me in those arms.
I know, literally. I think he thought that he still had a chance with her. Even he was also surprised when he found out that they went to the Boom Boom Room. He was like, wait, what? And it's like, he found out a lot.
Nice guys always last to know. You know,
nice guys he's finished not, last.
That's it. I mean, it was such a surprise to him that I was like, oh, dude, you're not even being spoken to like an adult on this beach.
No, yeah. It was just Tejuan who like just seemed to love giving bad news. Like, I feel like that's like her kink was just telling people, oh, yeah, they slept in the Boom Boom Room. You didn't know? That's weird.
I didn't her away like her dad at her wedding day.
You didn't see the natural glow on her face this morning? I thought you just assumed she'd been railed so well that she was glowing. Like, crazy. And then Chasen and Christian, who... I mean, listen...
Chris and Chris, Chasen and Chris.
If Colton could find his way, I have faith. So will Chris.
No, absolutely not. You think no?
No, not actually. But I do think people would think that. According to the DMs, people do think that. But I don't think he actually is. I think that he just talks like he is.
I think he is he's gonna do some crazy shit in paradise. I had this weird feeling like he hit it off with Yesenia so quick and they were very I don't know. I feel like he has game. I feel like he has really good game.
Gay guys, a lot of gay guys have great game.
I mean, he said booed up so many times. I was like, I don't know
what that
like
means.
This.
Yeah, it felt like again. It felt like a bit, like a sketch.
What does he do for a living? He talks like a really smart person trying to pretend like they're not as smart as they are.
I totally agree with you, Chris.
Like, do you know what I mean?
When he was saying you to Yesenia, yo, you're already booed up. You're already booed, and you're like, are you like trying to talk how the kids talk these days? Yeah. Like I thought he was gonna say Chiggy. Or Chuggy.
Chuggy.
Chuggy. Hey, Yesenia, this date is so chuggy. Yeah. Like...
Wait, also, Yesenia dropped Ivan like a fucking hot potato in hard. 1 second.
No question.
She said no spark. I actually, is Yesenia living in a dreamland?
Yes.
Like, does she think she's Cinderella? For some reason, the Bachelor audience, some people have a short memory. Don't you remember Yesenia getting kicked off of Matt James' season and acting like it was like the most blindsided thing? And she's like, maybe I'll find love again. And then she goes on this show and she's like, the spark just isn't there. I need it to hit me right across the face. And you're like, what world is this? What?
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen here, Yesenia? Yeah, I don't know.
And her and Ivan were a boring couple. We talked about it like last episode, how, you know, it's like, all right, well, let's send them home if they're done and this is what they're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. But
she moved from one boring storyline to another. Like there's a boring constant here.
Yeah. she attracts that
somehow.
And then Chasen. Also, the date itself, what the fuck was
that? Yeah, that was interesting.
What's going on over there? We have like two weird, are they or aren't they going to have group sex dates on both Monday and Tuesday night. Like, what the hell? What is happening? The breathing, like blowing on each other's bodies.
I said it looked like Connor gave them a oral lesson. That's how Connor goes down on women. Just a
it's like
blowing.
It's like you're playing hot cross buns on a recorder.
It was really weird. I mean, I could see how that would be like kind of hot. Like, I would be into that, but I don't know if I'd be into that with somebody watching me and then another couple next to me. On a first date in the middle of Mexico when it's super hot out, so somebody's hot breath is going all over me.
Right.
Like, I don't vibe with that at that moment. It has to be a specific scenario.
I feel like it was... because then they're like, it's weird. Like, I didn't think I would, but I have a sexual attraction to Chris. And I'm like, yeah, he was just blowing all over your body. Like, it could have been a fucking vacuum cleaner and you would have gotten horny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Insane. And then back at the beach, we have the whole Kenny and Mari situation, which Mari, I think, thought that Kenny was way more invested than he was. And so then she was like, I'm going to just tell him how it is. I'm going to, if the opportunity comes, I'm going on a date. And he's like, okay, bye, bitch.
The rose, having the rose is quite a drug for some of these people.
Yes, it is.
Like that moment where Mari thought she had some sort of power in the situation to be like, well, you'll hang here. And if I get asked on a date, you know, I'm going to go on the date. And it's like, you're talking to a 40-year-old dude who's never committed to a woman in his life. So,
right.
Who do you think you're talking to? You know, like Connor? You think, yeah. This ain't Connor. This is a different beast.
Yeah. And I just, I think she, the fact that she thought she needed to say something, like, I see where she's going and just being like, hey, like, I just want to get ahead of it. If I get asked out on a date, I don't want, you know, some guy to come in, ask me out, and me say yes in front of everybody without like talking to you first. But at the same time, the way she did it was a really bad move, because Kenny, so like you said, is a 40-year-old man on a dating show.
Yeah.
Who's clearly not, he's a boy band manager, not the most mature guy. So you tell him that and he's going to be like, okay, well, if you do it, well, I'm doing it too.
Yeah, it was. It also gave him the, you know, the leeway to be the good guy. Like, you want to end it? Okay. I guess I'm out. You're the one that said you wanted to date other people, and it is a very. It's interesting. You're totally right, Kay, because she could have just let a date come to her.
Yeah,
like let it happen.
It's like it's like telling your boss, like, hey, I just wanted to put it on your radar that like I'm looking for other jobs. Totally. I don't have any offers or anything, but like just so you know. And then they're like, okay, well, we happen to hire somebody new for your position a week later. Like, why would you do that unless there was an opportunity? It just seems like that was so stupid.
It was really not the move to tell him.
It was a miscalculation of how men work. We see this on the U Up podcast a lot, where women will write in, they'll be like, does he like me or does he want to spit on me because he hates me so much? And it's like, that's not how it's going to work, baby Gail.
Right.
You know, like, it's like you want to box this off. Like Mari was very obviously trying to organize the emotional aspect of love. And you're like, that ain't how it's going to work for him. Cause you know, Kenny will still fuck you, but also want to fuck other people. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
he didn't even try to fight for her.
No, he goes, hi. It's like 2 seconds.
I know. He's like, well, see you later.
Well, cool. And then she trusts her. Then she trusts.
Yeah, confides like, in like the. It's literally like a devil is walking across the beach with devil horns, and she's like, "Hey, you look kind." So
opens up to Demi.
Like, even Demi's like, "What the fuck is wrong with her?" Like, obviously, I'm gonna go scoop up her man.
Right. That was that her talking to Demi and then Demi going over almost immediately.
It didn't it didn't even look like she took a breath.
No. Walked straight over to Kenny, immediately started talking to him, and Mari's like, is that that's Demi talking to Kenny? And I think she was with Serena. She's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
And then they make out.
And they're making out.
And then the producers give like anything they can do. Where did the cake come from? Also, like, she's like, since Kenny had to celebrate his birthday over the pandemic, every fucking person on the beach had to celebrate their birthday over the pandemic. Yeah,
it made no sense.
Half of them twice.
But then Demi's like, you know, Demi was right. And where she looks at her, he goes, this is the game. We're here to meet everybody. Like,
yeah.
She's like, this is what it is. Like, you know, and Demi, you know, Mari had really no leg to stand on.
Yeah. She was like, we should be all be dating each other, which.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely see that. I think that would make more sense if they were trying to talk to multiple people instead of meeting one person and then like booing up immediately.
Yeah. Especially because like the booed up couples, I'm like, we're not even getting to like watch them make out and stuff. It's just like boring. It's like Natasha and Brendan sitting there like running one finger over the other one's wrist.
Well, Brendan has a girlfriend. They're,
fully.
It is
Lear.
Natasha and Brendan laying together and then Natasha going, he kissed me. Like he kissed you on the cheek like you were his grandma. Like it was.
Yeah.
It was like. Go ahead.
No, it was really bad. And like her going on about like, he hasn't kissed me yet. Like, I don't know like what's going on. And it's like, because he doesn't like you. And then when he did kiss her, it was just like a peck. Like yeah, they pecked. They didn't even have like tongue or it was just like
the contrast between Kenny and Demi's kiss and their kiss was like crazy. Like,
I mean,
Demi
and Kenny
were like,
yeah, that was like porn. I mean, like she was like biting his lip and pulling it out like an elastic waistband.
Demi's mouth was also completely open the whole time. It was like there was too much air going in that I like was
but
struggling
I feel
a
like
lot.
Her and Kenny would be very sexually compatible. That seems fitting, you know?
It seemed as though she was kind of saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Brendan stuff, I mean, just insane. He's like, oh, I'll let you give me a massage.
I'll let you.
But
you
like,
can
really,
if you want.
He doesn't give her a massage back. He like pecks her and then he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed. That massage really took it out of me. Plus, I have to jerk off to Piper.
Night.
Like, just bizarro.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Just a snoozer. I think that Serena and him, it ain't going to happen, even though they're saying how strong they are. And obviously we know what happens at the end of the episode, but it is Serena is just, I think we've all met someone like Serena before. I'll say as a guy, like as like a straight guy, I've tried to date the Serena who is just like, no, we're having fun. And it feels like you're trying to grab its quicksand.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like, and you could tell she's like, no, I'm looking to go out on the Lower East Side until 6 a.m. You know, like it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And Joe wants something so different than her, but he's like going along because she's fun and hot.
Yeah, 100%. And she's like, you're so fucking old. Oh my God, you're like old. You're so fucking stupid and old, and I fucking hate you.
Right. She's kind of mean. She actually, not kind of. She's mean to him.
Because they have nothing to talk about. They have nothing in common.
My roommate was like, oh my God, he has like a kink. He like likes to be demeaned. Because I'm like, even then Kendall comes, when she comes on, she's like, hey, butthead. And I'm like, God, both of these women.
That was weird. Kendall showing up and literally like beelining, not even like barely, not even saying hi to anybody. Where's Joe? And like, that was, it's like showing up to like the bar and you know your ex is there, but you want to like confront him right away to like get it out of the way.
It was the vibe of a girl who saw her ex on Instagram, was at a place, and she already was drunk and was like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to fucking confront him. Like, that was fully the vibe. But yeah, I mean, their date was just so, so dull. Why was it in a wrestling ring? I don't know.
Joe is boring. I mean, this guy's gotten a free ride for too long. And it's like he was out the first episode of his season and this guy has a whole career. Like we have to keep repeating this. Like, this is crazy. And now he's like, oh, I ain't dressing up. They put him in wrestling costumes. And he's like, oh, I never dress up. It's like, dude, it's a fucking cape. Like,
I know.
This is the most wild thing you've ever done. Like, this is the guy, you know, he's the male version of a woman who dresses as a cat for Halloween every year. Like, that's who he is.
He's like, yeah, no, very. He's Jim from The Office. That is what the vibe is. Just like a boring man.
It's just nothing. Yeah.
No offense though.
throw the no listen, offense on there.
Jim is the lead of the show. That's the world that we live in. You get to be the lead and I have to do podcasts about it.
I mean, Joe is the lead of this show at this point.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Which no one was expecting.
Okay. Chasen and Carl and Deandra.
Yeah, that was so odd because, you know, we talked about Carl and how he kind of looked crazy because we haven't seen him and Deandra have anything happen almost this entire time. And then he gives her this bracelet.
But I also feel like she didn't say he was like, I feel like we just really didn't see whatever was going on because she was never like, I don't know where he's coming from with these feelings.
Right. That's she never was questioning it.
This is maybe a lot of assumptions, but I got the vibe that she matched up with Carl because he had a rose and she knew that he was getting a little bit more into her than she was to him. She went on the date with Chasen. She told that to Chasen. And that's why Chasen made that big move to like interrupt Carl and her on the day bet.
Mm.
So it kind of had that feeling of like Chasen felt like he was coming to the rescue of someone who told him that she didn't really like Carl the way he liked her. It was very middle school dance.
It was.
The whole thing felt, I tweeted it. I was like, it feels like teenagers that hang out at the mall after school and like there's drama in the food court and then like you know what I mean, like they're giving
drama in the
like
food
Carl's
court.
Giving her a bracelet from Claire's that has the charms on it was the most upsetting thing. He's like, there's a heart charm which resembles what a heart feels, which is love, which is why there's a rose charm, because on this show a rose represents love, and then a palm tree because there's a palm tree where we met. I was like, you got a fucking Alex and Ani bracelet with a fucking rose, a heart, yeah, and a palm tree. Like, give me the cash next time, please.
Give me the cash. It was really, I don't remember, like, the last time I even saw one of those bracelets, like, in real life.
Like, my mom's book club gifts each other those for Christmas every year, like a charm from one of those. And it's like what you get your gal pal that you worked at the school with. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. it was so odd. And he just got it at random, too. That was the thing. I'm like, this could have been for literally anybody. It means nothing to her.
It means nothing. And then Chazen decides to... which we hear, I think Carl called him Mr. or like Captain One or like One Upper Pants or like Captain One something. Yeah, fucking it wasn't, stupid.
It wasn't the debate team going at it. I mean, no. They were like, dude, Captain One Upper, Captain One, yeah, Captain Nickname. Like, it was the dumbest argument I've ever seen in my entire life. And the necklace that Chazen gave, it's like, where did you get that?
Where did you get that
off of his own neck? I'm positive that was a man's necklace.
That looked like, I mean, this is not a reference for this podcast, but it looked like the when college football, they give out these like turnover necklaces. They'll have like turnover like if they get like a turnover, like the Miami. They'll like have a championship belt to give it to someone if they get recover a fumble. It looked like one of those. That's for the three people who understood that.
For the three people who understand it. I was like, well, I am not one of those three people, but I'm here for this reference.
It was a man's necklace. That was his necklace. And
it was like covered in, it looked expensive, but it also looked cheap at the same time. I couldn't tell if it was expensive or it was cheap.
It was literally, remember, this is my second Office reference of the day, but when Michael Scott, when Toby's leaving and Michael Scott gives him a rock, and then Pam is like, why don't you give him your watch? And he's like, yes, you can have my watch. That was Chazen giving Deandra like his prize. You know, he got it for probably what you're saying, Jared, like something he did in basketball in high school, and he's carried it around ever since coach gave it to him at graduation.
This is what I'm talking about, the University of Miami turnover chain. I just sent it in the chat.
I'm like, oh yeah, oh what I'm dead. You guys, do yourself a favor and Google turnover chain Miami, and that is the neck.
That's the necklace.
You need to tweet that. You need to.
But I was not surprised at all when she picked Ivan. I had a feeling that's how that was going to go.
See, I didn't see Ivan being the one. I guess she just picked at random. Kind.
Yeah,
she was like talking with Ivan a lot about them. So I was like, I feel like she's realizing like maybe it's this guy that isn't giving me weird jewelry that he had in his suitcase
that I should
already
actually be investing my time in.
There's a point where you have to go, this is all weird, get out of here. It was like, I mean, the fact that they both got knocked out was so lovely to me. I loved every second of it. Like, get rid of them both. I was so happy.
I love that you call it knocked out. Like,
it did have the vibes of like, okay, I'm going to do another reference no one's going to understand. But like in Royal Rumble for WWE, when they like someone when they do Royal Rumble, there's like 10 people in the ring, one, and then someone comes in like real hot and then just throws three people out at once. Like, that was like Ivan just knocking out two at once.
Yeah, boom boom boom. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Should we talk about Aaron and Tammy and Thomas?
Yes. I'm on Aaron's side.
I'm on Aaron's side too. Now, Kay, we give the floor to you. Kay's weekend.
I'm Team Tammy.
Defend your weekend, buddy.
As it was happening, I literally thought, I can't wait to hear Kay try to defend this.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to defend because the way it happened was, like, at least the way it looked as though Aaron was sitting on one side of the beach in direct eye line of Thomas and Tammy. And Tammy went over and they were talking, which, like, whatever. But then the straddle is what threw me.
Okay, they didn't CGI Aaron with an eye arm's length of them.
There's crabs everywhere. They have very limited places they can sit.
I was like, when she straddled him, I was like, oh, this is...
The thing is, if it was someone else, it would have been bad. But it was Aaron's arch nemesis that he had been telling Tammy was, this guy's so awful, I can't stand. I think Aaron reacted much better than I would have.
The only thing Aaron did wrong was yelling at Thomas. He should be arguing with Tammy. He was so caught up on it being his arch nemesis, which is horrible. But Tammy's the one that did all this after they had, like, talked. Like, it wasn't right. This wasn't out of nowhere. You know, they didn't have a passing fling. They were, like, kind of doing it.
It's sort of like, if a girl's dating a guy and another girl's flirting with her boyfriend, the girl's mad at the girl and not at the guy. Yes. You know what I mean? It's like, no, but she's the one that initiated that, like, yeah, she's the
I understand him being mad at Thomas because he's like, you know, it's not like Thomas doesn't know that him, Tammy and Aaron, like, had a thing. But yeah, I mean, if I was Aaron,
I'd be pissed.
I would have thrown the cake in the fire.
I think it would have been different if, no, I mean, it still is arch nemesis. It would have
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know what to say.
Kay is just being a loyal friend because there is no way to stand up for it. But
plead the fifth.
Fair. I would do the same, honestly. I think Tammy knew too that she did a shitty thing, because then I felt like when she was crying, it wasn't that she was losing Aaron. I think it was kind of out of guilt that, like, she was like, yeah, that was probably not the best thing to do, but
it was mean. I would say, like, I, you know, not,
it was mean. Yeah. I thought it was mean. I agree. I was like, you could tell Aaron was upset too. When he was like, talking at the bar, he seemed like he was about to cry.
And it was interesting that Aaron did, like, in the commercials that, like, he's yelling, I want respect. And you're like, what kind of speech could Aaron be giving? And you're like, No, he's right. It was disrespectful. Like, it was absolutely disrespectful.
Yeah. The straddling, that sent me to the moon. I was like, whoo.
But, and like, the straddling is exactly what she does to him.
Oh.
On Aaron. Remember?
That was our move.
But I'm like, that's definitely her move, is straddling when she wants to make something known. Yeah, I don't know. Bad move. Obviously, her and Thomas aren't going to work out. Like, that was that was not smart. And then Becca fucking...
Becca.
She shows up.
That, which we, you know, we had heard rumors about Becca showing up. But in my head, it is really weird because they said this is the first time a bachelorette's ever been to paradise.
It felt like a senior, or it felt like someone repeating senior year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, it's actually kind of sad to me. If you think of Becca's history on this show, she has not had a good run here. Yeah, she has had a tough run on, she gets proposed to, I think, by Ari.
Yes.
Then they set up this, like, whole spectacle event where he dumps her on live television with no edits, remember? Then she gets brought on to be the bachelorette. We cheer her on. She gets set up with a guy who ends up being this, like, alt-right dude. And then they break up pretty publicly, and they're like, so do you want to come share a bunk bed on the beach with no AC? Like, and how the mighty have fallen.
And she's going to pick the most toxic people. I have a feeling this woman can't pick her own men. That's the issue here.
Yeah.
And she falls right back into, I'm the bachelorette. Like, when she gets there, she was like, hey guys, how's it going? Like, immediately starts, like, hosting again or whatever, which gives me, like you said, Jared, like, senior year, or like coming back for another senior year vibes.
Yeah. And you look at her and you go, like, even it's interesting, even the reverence that the other contestants have for her. It was like, you know, having to repeat the Hunger Games, like, oh, she was once, like, it's like, oh, she has over 1 million Instagram followers. Ooh.
Yeah. You know,
there was a hierarchy almost immediately.
Yeah, because she's doing what they all, or she got to the point they all want to be at. Like, being bachelorette, having a ton of the most followers, really will never have to have a real job again. Like, that is...
I would love to see, like, a scene of her sitting with Demi, just being like, it's not what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I do. Literally. I feel like Demi, too, is pretty close. Like, Demi is also pretty high up, I feel, in the pyramid of this beach. Do you know what I mean?
Totally agree.
And you could tell, because Demi was like, it's Becca. She's like, that's my friend. I'm also a senior, but she just graduated a year before me. I failed.
Totally.
And then, yeah, she goes on, immediately gets to give out a rose. I'm glad she gave it to Aaron. I wasn't that surprised.
Yeah. I mean, actually, because Aaron, let's talk about that encounter, the Aaron and Becca encounter, because that was the most, like, desperate attempt at, like, please keep me here that I've ever seen, because they go talk and he was like, she's like, so what should I, like, know? Anything I should know? He's like, well, one thing you should know is that I'm going to take you on a date if I'm able to or whatever. And she's like, why? Like, how do you know me? And he's like, yeah, like, you seem just, like, really cool. And she's like, did I? Like, it felt like he was trying to say all of these nice things about her without actually knowing one fact about her.
I feel like, yeah, and if they ended up dating, it's like, I feel like Aaron lives with roommates and there's just Keystone cans all over the floor, and then Becca is like, you know, and Becca's like, oh, you don't have a box spring, it's just a mattress on the ground.
With navy blue sheets and no headboard.
I've been on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like, no, like my opinion is actually respected by.
Yeah. So
I've stayed at the Plaza Hotel and now I'm sleeping in a one bedroom converted in San Diego.
Oh my God. This.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane.
But he nails it. I mean, he swooped in and got that rose.
Height always wins. Height always wins.
I was going to say, all he won was the hottest one that was open at the time.
Yeah. Who got there and talked to Thomas? Was it Tia? Tia gets to the, or when Tia got to the beach, she looks at Thomas, she goes, "You're so tall."
So it's tall.
It's just like that. That's the first thing people say.
And then, of course, Thomas is like gagged over and is like, "Yeah, I'm 6'6" and like immediately goes into how tall he is and how he has to watch his head on everything again. Like we said, Tajwan and Trey both end up sending themselves home individually.
We got no lead up to that.
No lead up to it. And like Trey was like, "Hey, I just feel like maybe we're more friends, blah, blah, blah." And Tajwan seemed pretty chill about it. And Trey just like left. I thought he was going to stay and, you know, maybe try to find someone else. But he left and was probably just like, "You know what? Fuck this. I need some AC. I'm getting out of here."
Oh, I thought I thought that about Tajwan, too. I'm like, this bitch just wants to get in a car with air conditioning.
Yeah.
Trey's leaving was like the most honorable thing that I've ever seen on this franchise. Like, he was like, yeah. Well, he was like, I'm not into her. I'm going to leave. Like, he's like, I'm not going to sit here and like fake it. He's like, he should have been saluted on his way out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was over it. But I'm excited to see what happens with this Joe and Kendall thing. Cause that was quite a cliffhanger leading us up to the, "Hey, butthead," that's what they left us on.
Oh, crazy. I mean, and then obviously the Noah Abigail.
Oh, right.
Noah Abigail, what was Abigail's issue? I'm still confused.
She literally did nothing wrong. Noah is a child. The one thing he said that I was like, oh, this is so obviously, he just is thinking about what they're going to look like outside of it. She was like, I feel like we're not really connecting as deep as we should. And he's like, yeah, but everybody's obsessed with us. So
it's interesting you saw it that way, because I was like Abigail was like, the one thing she said that I was like, what's going on? She goes, I just never had it so easy with someone, so something must be wrong. And I was like, what?
No, listen, but that is I've had that happen before where I'm like, oh, this is really good, like I'm not feeling any of these, like I'm not nervous about anything, I'm not anxious, like it's just like really easy. But then you question it because you're confusing these like butterflies that you're wanting to get with somebody with actual anxiety. And so like when it's easy, you're not getting those butterflies. And then it's good for it, like, to be easy.
I feel like you should probably have butterflies, right? At some point.
I mean, yeah, but I think the initial like butterflies is anxiety because you're like, oh my God, he just texted me. And it's because he didn't think he was going to.
I don't know. I felt like I don't think they're gonna.
I think their conversation was kind of mature though. She was just like, "Hey, I don't think we're on the level that everybody else is on. Like, what's going on?" And them sort of deciding like, "Well, are we just better as friends?"
They didn't decide that though.
Didn't. But I thought
he was like, "Fuck you, then. We'll just not be together." And she's like, "Well, wait, you're just gonna throw this all away because I said I'm having questions?"
Yeah.
That is what happened. Is he was just like, "I'm not dealing with this. We're fine, or we're not together. I'm not talking."
So you think he was being lazy? Is that kind of what it was? Where he was like, "We're good. We're just gonna be like." I just didn't understand. It's interesting that you saw it as like Noah was the issue, because I just was like, I thought Abigail was like just freaking out because it wasn't
Well, she was
there
like
was no drama.
She was like, yeah. he never wants to kiss. No, I don't think it was that. She was like, he never wants to kiss me. He never like tries to do anything with me. We've like kissed a little, but he doesn't like try anything. And meanwhile, everyone else is going to the boom boom room and stuff.
Well, she also said, I want to stay in the talking phase for like 6 months from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I want to take
like,
things
that's
slow.
Never going to work for me. And then he's like, I don't
actually.
Know.
Actually.
There's nothing there. There's no chemistry there.
I agree with that.
And then obviously the Tia and Kenny stuff.
I love them together.
Me too. So I Tia, think they're...
Tia shows up and... Mopey Joe is like, that is Tia's type.
Yeah.
Kenny is Tia's type. Like, he nails it right away. He's like, Kenny is Tia's type. And as that's happening, when Tia's like interviewing her prospective dates, Demi's like, yo, Kenny and I are good. We're totally fine.
I know.
Like, nothing. I mean, why would you go with anyone else? And they're like, how are you so sure of a 40-year-old man with abs? Being totally committed.
Yeah, and I think that like Tia could give Kenny what he more needs, like small town, like he can move with her. He seems very open to just being like a kept man who doesn't really do, he has no opinions, he doesn't care about anything.
He's like, oh, you live in Nashville? He's like, well, my boy band, they're super big in Nashville.
It's, yeah. I do think that they'd be a good couple. The date was super fucking weird. Why?
What do you, Chris, what do you think of Tia's response to Colton coming out? Was it bizarre? Like, it felt like Tia, like, she kept bringing up her Bible studies and stuff, and you're like...
Well, she's always been religious. I don't think that she was bringing that up because of Colton's stuff. I think she was embarrassed that she was in love with a gay guy, and so she was, like, trying to make a joke out of it. I didn't think it was, like, offensive at all. I thought it was just like, she was like, well, yeah, obviously last time I was here I looked like a fucking idiot because I kept on chasing after him and he just kept being like, I can't give you what
bitch.
I want. And that's why she was like, I guess when he kept saying it's not me, it's you, he was telling the truth. Because I was like, yeah. But yeah, even the producers giving her date card, there's a rainbow at the end of the thing. I'm like, the producers are even in on the whatever. I don't know. I think the bringing up Colton gay jokes are funny, honestly. Listen, this is the only gay representation we're ever going to get on The Bachelor, is talking shit about the one contestant who is gay. So what are you going to do?
I mean, Demi made fun of her gaydar and Demi was on Colton's season.
Right. Hello.
I know. And is also like... on the spec, you know, Demi's part of the family.
Yeah, Demi- I forgot.
Demi like loves Drag Race and hangs out with a lot of gay guys, and she talks like a gay guy. Like, she, yes, because she says things that like I'm like, whoa, that's offensive. I would say the exact same thing, but it's more offensive because she's not a gay man. But whatever.
I'm also surprised that Tia and Kenny's date, and you know, the whole like getting naked thing or whatever, and how opposed to it she was, because of like, she just kept bringing up like, well, I read the Bible this morning, and she was like, I can't show my, what was she calling her vagina?
Her teapot, which I thought was hilarious.
I think she was saying China pot.
But yeah, she meant China pot, that like she meant a teapot. That's,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like yeah. China. Like, you have,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chinaware. But I was like, and then she kept saying, she said labia like three times.
But she was like, I'm not getting naked. And they're like, oh, it's just us. And she's like, no, there's 200 fucking crew people standing here. Because that's even what she said. She was like, no, I'm not getting naked in front of all these people. And she's like, I mean you people, yes. Because she's like, all of these people that I have to see all the time. I don't want to see my fucking pussy out on a volleyball date with some weird, like, it was, the people were just random people. Like, who are these naked people?
Honestly, playing volleyball, sand volleyball naked is probably my worst nightmare.
Also, you know Kenny is hung like a horse because he, like, any reason right to be away. Like, yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah. It takes him half a second to pull it out.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind he is packing.
But I also,
you go, okay.
Would you guys do it?
No. And I don't give a shit, but I'm like, I'm not going to get butt naked in front of a fucking crew for that. No. If it's a Oscar award winning film, maybe. But not for a quick date on The Bachelor in Paradise.
Jared, what about you? Would you do it?
Do the naked.
Get naked. The naked.
I don't know. I don't think so. I said it on Instagram last night. I was like, I don't think any Jew could do this. He'd look over and be like, there's so much hair.
Yeah. I think I would.
You obviously would, Kay.
I think I would be upset because we were playing volleyball and I would not want to be jumping, but I think I would get, I don't think I would feel anything about getting naked. I'd know I'd have those black boxes over.
I think it's easier. I think also like the fact that Kenny's jumping around with his dick just out is crazy. Like a woman's body's kind of made for naked. I mean, there's a Seinfeld episode.
It's kind of hidden.
Yeah. Like it's just a man's body.
Is like a Jeep is the reference in
oh my
Seinfeld.
God.
It's just for getting around.
Just for getting around.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't even be worried about what it looked like on TV. I would be worried about the actual people there on the beach.
Yeah.
While my fucking balls and dick are flopping around.
Yeah.
Panicked.
Like, absolutely not. Let's call it what it is. That's what happened.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, should we get into the categories?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, would you rather, Chris, you want to go first?
Would you rather have to wear Chasen's chain or Carl's charm bracelet? Obviously, this is more for you, Kay, because Jared and I could both wear Chasen's chain, seeing as it was a man's necklace.
I would probably go chain because that charm bracelet was brutal.
Yeah, I thought Demi's take on the jewelry was very funny when she was like,
it was hilarious.
This poor woman has to walk around and covered in hideous jewelry to appease these
help her. Yeah, I would say the necklace because the charm bracelet, that's That's tough. All right. Would you guys rather have your ex show up in paradise or be the ex that shows up in paradise? So like, are you Joe that already has somebody and your ex shows up, or like, or are you the ex that shows up?
Ex that shows up.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so same.
Ex that shows up. I mean, Joe was legitimately not happy.
No,
it seemed.
Yeah. No.
And being the ex that shows up, you have the power to be just like chill and cool, and be like, "Look at me, I'm over it." Even if you're not.
Yeah. You're when you're the ex that is there already, you are a maitre d' at a restaurant with no more tables, just trying to find tables and trying to like figure shit out. It is
we're really trying to get Serena her check, but she just won't stop drinking the tea.
Yeah, being the ex that shows up, you have the ability to blow shit up, blow their relationship up, and also like you said, Chris, like act cool and like and kind of find your own thing, and then that way now your ex is now thinking about you. He's like, shit, she's here now, blah blah blah. But too bad she didn't take the cool approach and she went straight up to him and said, hey, butthead.
Well, let's not forget that this is a woman who taxidermies animals in Los Angeles, California for fun.
Fair. Can't forget.
Okay. Oh, you did yours. I'm sorry, Jared.
Yeah.
I had fall in love with Abigail or Kenny.
I don't think I could bring myself to either.
Well, that's the thing. You fall in love with someone who is just totally distant and puts you in the friend zone probably and confused and doesn't know how to deal with it. Mm. Or you fall in love with a 40-year-old guy with abs who probably won't ever commit to you.
Yeah, with commitment issues.
I'm like, do I want someone that my family would love, even if we don't have anything to talk about on the drive there? Or do I want somebody who jerks, like, does sex stuff in the movie theater when no one's watching?
Yeah. That's, I'm going to say, I think Kenny, though. I think Kenny would just be more fun. Kenny is...
At least you're fucking with Kenny.
Yeah. I guess I'll say Kenny, too, because Abigail's, like, so nice, too. It's like, oh, now I have to break up with this girl who's so nice just because I don't like her. I guess Kenny.
Yeah, I think it's Kenny. I think you're right.
Okay, paradise predictions. I just read Jared's. That's so funny. I said Serena and Joe, I guess. I don't have faith in anyone.
I'm going to say Marissa and Riley. He was massaging her feet at one point. They were like chilling on the day bed, like having their normal like cup of coffee, just like catching up, and he was massaging her feet. They're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, that's probably the one I wrote. I agree with you, Kay, but I wrote Serena in a fun bar on the Lower East Side. That's who's going to make it.
you're not wrong.
No, you're not. I hope Marissa and Riley, but we'll see. Okay.
Cringiest moment.
I think the Marissa's conversation with Connor the next day made me want to die.
That was brutal. That was tough to watch.
I felt like if I was a producer, I would have had to step in and be like, listen, it's over. You have to go. Did you want to go change? We can reshoot this. I'm willing to do that for you.
We need to rethink this whole situation. mine was watching Serena just like bully Joe every chance she gets. Like, I mean, just straight up like, you're old. Whose name is Joe? Like, all like what?
She's like, I never thought I'd date a Joe. What a stupid fucking name.
And then he's like, but Joe's in like Joe, that name is in every language. Like you have Yosef and you have like, and we're like, chill, like
Jose.
We get it.
He was
Jose?
Like
she
that's how a child flirts. It's like being mean to someone during recess.
And he was like, do you know my last name? And she's like, you don't know my last name. And he's like, it's Pitt with two T's.
Spell. Oh.
And she was like, yeah, like Brad Pitt, who's hotter than you, by the way.
Yeah, that was crazy. Dead.
That is very cringy to me. I don't understand that entire sitch.
Yeah.
Immaturity.
Jared, what was your...
I said, so I actually respect Demi for this, but it was the cringy moment. Demi earlier, or last episode, or Monday's episode, says to Mari, this is how the game goes. We're all just trying to meet people. And then Kenny goes on a date with Tia, and Demi has to look at Mari and go, yeah, that's cool. Because yeah. She had to like live up to her own words. She didn't back down. So Demi had to kind of eat her own words a little bit, and just watching that whole thing. And like Mari's like, oh, really? You're okay with it?
Oh, I respected Mari in that moment, because if I was Mari, I would be like, this is how the game works.
Yeah.
By how the turntable.
I mean, Demi she put on the fakest smile I've ever seen, but she did it.
I think Demi's starting to have a harsh realization that maybe being super hot isn't going to carry her through completely.
Well, Demi said the dumbest thing I've ever heard someone say on this show. She's like, no, you know, Kenny and I are pretty, you know, solid. We have such a good sexual chemistry. It's like, yeah. But he hasn't fucked Tia yet.
Yeah. Like,
so hello, I know.
There's a huge difference.
And you know, I also thought that when Kenny and Tia were talking about how he had already fucked Demi on the beach, it was like one of the most mature conversations the beach has had. Because she was just like, wait, that's crazy. And now you came? Okay. Like, it felt like they were people watching from home as well. That was like, that's going to be a mess, but yep. I'm into you.
Well, that kind of brings me to my minute. Because let me just say this. To all the people at home, beware of the 40-year-old straight man with abs. Just beware. If you're going to try and date that guy, he is a professional coxman. Kenny is wading around this beach in such a way without being evil. That conversation he had with Tia, he's like, yeah, I fuck. And it's like, and it's like for anyone thinks they're going to be the one to tame the beast, you probably aren't going to do it. And Kenny should be the perfect example. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Amen.
Wow.
That's hard to hear. Yeah.
That hear, hear. I feel like we need to make like a cheers after that, like a toast.
Well, it's like, this is what he does. He's a professional at this. This is what, you know, there's a reason he has time to do crunches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
All right. Who's going to get your rose this week, guys?
I said whoever's writing these Colton jokes. I'm here. I'm loving the gay jokes. There's some.
Whoever's writing the Colton jokes.
Listen, I'm here for it.
I could tell you who's not writing them. Demi, because she reads cue cards like she's reading, like sounding out the words.
And then Kenny went to the store with Becca.
My rose goes to Tajwan. The level of entertainment she gives. I mean, there was one point during the episode where she was like, Tajwan can't pee. Tajwan can't poop. Tajwan can't.
She talks like somebody.
What is happening?
Yeah, she talks like somebody that was forced to go to military school for like 15 years and like has sudden memories. That's like, Tajwan must make bed in perfect order. Tajwan must, like, she's like having a break from reality. And that's probably why she hates the heat so damn much. I think Tejuan would be me if I was in paradise.
Oh, I would 100% be her.
Steady decline into going insane because of the surrounding circumstances, and then eventually just leaving without saying goodbye to anyone so that I could sit under a blanket in an air-conditioned car.
She Irish exited paradise. She was like, you guys, I just gotta like go.
I mean, icon. That, yeah.
Yeah, Tejuan gets my rose this week for sure.
I had Demi getting the rose. She, when she actually gets vulnerable, she's the most real on the show. Like she goes, my ego's a little bruised. And it was like, that was kind of nice to hear from her.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Just because it brings her back, like humanizes her a little bit, because anytime she's on the screen, it just feels like a cartoon. Like I'm watching some sort of weird, like, I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, in this week, she held up to her words. Then she was showed a little bit of vulnerability. I actually like Demi this week.
Mm-hmm. Same. Okay, guys. Next week. By the way, I have a really exciting weekend coming up. So next week's episode's going to be...
Shit.
I'm going to be in New
York.
Can you
give us a preview?
Yeah.
Okay, you're coming back, the homecoming.
I'm taking the red eye tonight back to New York, and I'm hosting like the Electric Zoo Music Festival. I'm doing their Instagram story. I've been doing it for like 4 years, but I'll be hosting that, and so I'll be with lots of DJs at a festival in New York, so it's going to be
Wait, can you, is there any Bachelor people in the mix?
I don't think so for this one, but I am at the end of the month. I'll be coming back to New York, and I'm going to Gov Ball with Pilot Pete and Dustin.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pilot Pete.
Pilot Pete. We made up. I went on his pod and I aired out all of my dirty laundry and we made up. So it's good.
Can't wait. Okay.
All right. So we'll be back next week. Make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. Subscribe to our weekly newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Betches.